That's our final story. Hundreds of Palestinians have marched in East Jerusalem outlets calling for an end to Israeli occupation. With the anniversary of the Prophet Muhammad, an Arab member of the Israeli parliament, Ahmed Tibi, along with a number of other Palestinian leaders, were among the crowd. Tibi raised the Palestinian flag in the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, insisting that the holy site, as well as the whole city of Jerusalem al-Quds, belong to Palestinians. The Knesset member also criticized the United States for rejecting the UN Security Council resolution on a Palestinian state. Tibi criticized Washington's double standards over Palestinian rights. Good more on this. Of course, Mona Kandil joins us from occupied Ramallah. Mona Kandil, obviously, as we reported, hundreds of Palestinians to have marched in East Jerusalem al-Quds. Tell us more.
That's right, hundreds of Palestinians, residents from Jerusalem, Al-Quds, marched and participated in this march toward the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It's part of very important is that Arab Knesset member Ahmed Al-Tibi and other Arab leaders took part in this demonstrations. However, Israeli politicians were very quick to respond and criticize the participation of Ahmed Al-Tibi, as well as his action in raising the flag of the Palestinian flag in the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Beit Yehudi Knesset member Nissan Slomansky said that it's the time for the Israeli government to take serious control of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and to prevent such actions to take place, or to prevent Arab Knesset members to go to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. And meanwhile, the candidate for this kind of marches are very important for the Palestinians at the time that while different organizations in the world are trying to damage the Prophet's Muhammad's character and the image of Islam, they also are calling for the end of the Israeli occupation and for freedom of prayers and freedom of heading and going to Al-Aqsa Mosque.